Wetland is very important for us. We should not destroy wetlands. We should not see wetlands as wastelands. People drain up wetlands without knowing the importance of wetlands. There are a lot of wetlands now converted into settlements. A lot of oil exploration activities has taken place within the wetlands, and this took place without carrying out the environmental and social impact assessment. As such, now we can see problems in the areas of Jongole, in the areas of Unity, in the areas of Apanai, in the areas of Lake State, where there are oil activities. The land has been polluted. The air has been polluted. This is simply the wetland is polluted, and the water is polluted, the fish is polluted. The fish that you eat from there with accumulation of chemicals, this could in future result into very serious disease problems to the communities living within those areas.
So what's the way forward now after having identified that the pollution of these wetlands and the water bodies, of course, has adverse consequences?
Well, the way forward, since the government is a signatory to these Ramsar conventions, they are obliged to take to safeguard the wetlands from negative activities. So, as I said before, three government institutions must be responsible to protect the wetlands from degradation, like the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, the Ministry of Water Resources and Irrigation, and the Ministry of Wildlife Conservation and Tourism. They should make sure any developmental activities that is to be conducted within the wetlands must first undergo critical environmental and social impact assessment.
Could you tell us some of the figures as a result of pollution of these wetland areas, like how much aquatic life is affected in terms of figures?
Well, that one, as I said here before, that we need to carry out research. The figures are not there, but we need to carry out research so that we know how many or how much area of water has been polluted or how much land has been degraded in the area. This, as I said before, the government is to support research, assessment, inventory of the wetlands so that we update ourselves what is the current status of the wetlands.
You said if well conserved, the wetlands, especially the Sud region or wetlands, could actually give us a lot of trillions of dollars. So could you tell us specifically how can that one be realized?
That one can be realized in what when we call ecosystem evaluation. That is converting the value of ecosystem in terms of money. Now, for example, in Juba, how many million of South Sudan sperm per day do we buy with water from the tankers? Now, if you convert the life of the people using water, how many trillion? How much trillion is that? That's quite a lot of money. We have the water, we have the fish, we have the building materials, we have the medicine, we have the land. Convert this, we have the animals, we have the tourism potentials, we have the air, we have like purification of the water, discharge of the underground water, discharge of the underground water that the suit is doing. How many trillions or billions is that per year if you convert this? Which, if we properly protect our wetlands, we will exactly know the value of how much money we are losing per year, especially from the suit. Tremendous amount of money that we are losing every year. So